Bay of Kill came into the straight now. One length Revering. Tasuma's in the clear trying to run on. Bay of Kill, Revering's picking up. So is Tasuma now. Miss Daytona. Road to Blue Sky from a long way back. Tasuma's pouncing. Set on the track. Tasuma takes over. And Robbie Lang's back. Tasuma goes on to score by one length Revering. I think just from Mr.
Yes, Robbie Lang is back. It may only have been a maiden win at Sale, but for Robbie Lang it'll be a memorable victory because that was his first win as a trainer since the 21st of November 2019. And for a while, he may have thought this day wouldn't be coming when he had 2 years on the sidelines, but it was good to see him back yesterday. Morning, Robbie. Well done.
Good. Thanks, Michael.
How satisfying was that yesterday?
Yeah, it was good. At the 200, I actually played into that little horse, Haynes. He's bottled up and can come with a 400-metre sprint. He's quite strong. And there were three 2,000-metre races there yesterday, and I think he was the quickest. So finished off, he's run good. Repaid some clients that have been around a long time. There's a chap, Mick Payroley, that was in Mantelpiece back in the 90s. And Johnny Maunder that owns the Pentire and Pantani, and Barry Palmer goes back even further. He was in Kentucky Hostess with Albert Monty Milson back in the early 80s. So, yeah, we had to go back in the phone diary a long way to pick these people up.
I remember when you were in the studio a few months back when you were just getting your feet back on the ground and trying to get your licence back, and you know, you've always been confident, but you've been pragmatic, and it's been a tough few years with all of the financial issues. To get back and train in winners, now the next step is to build the stable up. How many horses have you got, Robbie? And is the phone starting to ring a little bit more?
I had a couple go to the paddock last week. Gennady had a bone chip. He's gone out, so I've got to do a stable return there. I've got to catch up with all these modern things. He's left the stable. And I'm down to two. I've only got Tasuma and Trust in a Gus filly called I'm a Blast. So I'm down to two horses. But it's funny you should say, has the phone started to ring? That was just one of the many things that went wrong. It took me phone froze in February. So I went over to Apple at Fountain Gate, and a trainee girl sat me down. She said, oh, yeah, we'll fix this. And she erased it. Everything off my phone. Every client, every friend, every photo I had of the kids and that for 10 years erased. So my email, it was quite funny. They said, we'll send you your new password to your email. And I said, oh, yeah, okay. Then you'll be able to go to the cloud and get back your data. But they had erased the email as well. So, yeah.
Well, surely after yesterday, we'll put your phone number out, Robbie. There will be people ringing because, I mean, your history as a trainer speaks for itself. From getting a grand annual winner to win first up to Derby winners, and also your 2-year-olds, which you pride yourself on being able to get them. So the ability has never left you, Robbie. It's now just having the structure to be able to run a training facility the way you want to run it without having to worry about all the extras. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, that's right. If you're ever going to have 2 years off, have it off while COVID's on. Racing was, you know, no crowds. There's not a lot of excitement at the races. I've been plagued with a crummy hip for quite a while prior to being put out, and that gave me the opportunity to have a complete hip replacement, which is now good. And I just reflected on a lot of things. The video machine got a hammering, and just to remind us that we had some idea of what we were doing. But I think one lesson is just got to watch who I trust. I've had so much money stolen off me from people I trusted, and just into the hundreds of thousands went trusting. Not so much friends, but friends and business associates, you might say. Yeah.
Have you come back a different trainer? Are you doing anything different, or is it the same tried and true methods?
Feeding the same, working the same. The horse he looked a treat yesterday, Tasuma. I'm pretty old fashioned. My horses get bruised oats and rolled barley, rolled maize. don't feed a lot of the new compounds with the complete mixes, and you throw a bit in with some chaff. That seems to work for the big stables, but I'd rather do it the way my dad taught me, and his horses always looked great. He was a very successful trainer. So I had an owner down the other day, actually, Colleen Bamford. She's had the Toronado horse that I ran at Flemington last week, El Salido, and he said, "Oh, you still feed oats and corn and black sunflower?" I said, "Yep." She goes, "Oh, you've won my heart." So a lot of people still like to see a bit of the old, bit of the new, yeah.
Well, it's good to get the monkey off the back in the first win. And whilst you've only got two horses at the moment, I'm sure the ambition's a lot bigger. Have you set yourself goals or just take it as it comes?
Yeah, someone said that to me the other day. They said, what lays ahead for you? I said, I want to be a millionaire in 2 years and I want to win the Melbourne Cup. Apart from that, nothing much else.
You've got to aim high.
Yeah. Well, if you're trying to stay, you're sort of... you're off scratch anyway. You've got some idea of what you're doing. I suppose Pantani was always unlucky enough to run in the Melbourne Cup. He'd won a Derby, an Adelaide Cup, a Duke of Norfolk, and he got put out of the race by, Glistening. He'd won a maiden in England. So he was a bit stiff not to go around in, I think it was 2003. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure this is the start of the build, Robbie, and it's so good to see those colours hitting the line yesterday. Welcome back.
Thanks, Michael. Yeah, we'll keep it as a boutique team. And, I've got to get some two-year-olds. I want to improve on that two-year-old record we've got.
Give your number out, too, while you're here.
0401-737-706.
All right, there you go. Everyone's got it now. Robbie Lang's number. Good on you, Robbie.
Thanks, Michael.